Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is threatening to join us in the studio today. We have that to look forward to, or you've been warned, depending on how you want to take it. But also, we have a bunch of folks connected via the web to talk about just diving and all the kind of cool stuff that we have to do. I got some wacky stories we're going to cover today, but the peanut gallery includes Casey from the Tobacco Hut. Yes.
I'm here.
Yeah, Casey the Tobacco Nut. That's what we're going to start calling you. Is that, you like that one better? Casey?
If that makes you happy, Greg, being our fearless leader, then I will put up with it.
Well, no, CJ and I were talking after the show last week, and we were saying, you know, it's just Casey. You know, my old diving buddy taught me how to dive at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's like, everybody has a you know, their own name, their own moniker. And he's like, well, he has the Tobacco Hut over there. He's getting ready to move locations. He likes his tobacco. Why don't we just call him Casey the Tobacco Nut?
Not very diverish, though, is it?
Well, it's not very diverish, but it kind of explains who you are.
Well, I guess so. Okay, I'll live with that. Hey, I got some interesting information into the show. I got a Valentine's Day gift.
You did?
Yes, my wife has booked a safari to Africa to include a great white dive.
Whoa, check that out.
Yep. Suck up.
Yeah, suck up? What do you mean suck up? What?
Sucked up.
Yeah. Is it out of Joburg?
Did she increase your life insurance?
No. Well, I don't know about that. Maybe.
Yeah. Wait.
Hey,
Walt.
Casey. Walt. Is it out of Johannesburg?
Yes, out of Johannesburg. Or no? I'm sorry. That's out of Cape Town.
Cape Town. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Water is some kind of chilly there, buddy.
Yeah. It's cold.
That's all right. Between the adrenaline and the pee in my suit, I'm sure I'll be warm.
All right. Well, there, you got that to look forward to then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought that was a great Valentine's Day gift. What'd you get, Greg?
Box of chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
No, I give. I'm a giver. So I don't need any. I got everything. Look at me.
Jerry, did you get anything from Greg for Valentine's Day? I didn't get anything. Walt?
Not a thing.
No.
Wait, what? Casey, you got a new name. Jerry
Nothing
the Tobacco.
From Greg.
Walt didn't get squat either. Yeah, okay.
Greg's buying me a new boat.
Yeah. Oh, Barry the boater is with us.
Oh, Barry gets a new boat out of the deal.
Well, he has his eye on a new boat. The Miami International Boat Show is going on this weekend.
Is this a dive boat or a fishing boat or both?
Yes. It does yes everything. And yes.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Exactly. It's the perfect vessel for all of us. It could actually handle
all of us.
The entire crew. It'll almost be as nice as you know, Captain Walt DeMartini's vessel, except that Walt's boat goes way faster. His not really set up. This is more of a utilitarian type of vessel where you.
Well, the last time I saw Walt's boat, it also had some really cute girls on it.
He doesn't leave home without them.
Well, Barry, will you be leaving home without them?
No. The boat fluff?
Well, without Greg, maybe.
Yeah. I'll loan you some of mine.
Okay, you. There you go. All right.
See, Walt's a team player.
Yeah, he's a giver as well, as we can tell. So very, very nice. Yeah, mute that mic, Walt. We got a lot of background noise going on at the Gomez Hilton today. You know, there's a lot of construction going on. He has a new tiki hut going on and being put in, and I think the dry martini vessel, he's having some upgrades done to that as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the background. But yeah, I don't know. CJ just walked in, and he was the one who came up with your new name there, Casey. So Casey the Tobacco Nut. Yeah, he's not real excited about it, Curly.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Hey. CJ was late to school today?
I don't know. What's his, he was out there getting me a Valentine's present. He
yeah, what? CJ, yeah. You didn't know when the show starts? What?
Sometimes things go a little late. I run late sometimes.
Yeah, fashionably late is what his excuse is.
Sounds like I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, I don't think you missed squat.
So,
except that
who's
got
the real winner here?
We did have roll call.
I'm the real winner now.
Yeah, there well, you go. Yeah.
Cheers, everybody.
He's on his. He's on number two.
Jerry's having a good time.
Jerry the Diver Guy.
Oh, Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. Let's go.
We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Boater, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Mr. Walt D. Martini. So, you know.
Sweet.
And then we got Curly Johnson
That's
and Greg
a motley
the Dime
crew.
Master. Yeah.
No, he's going to be a new. It's not going to be Curly Johnson. He doesn't like that.
What do you mean he doesn't like that?
No, it's stupid. We're not using that.
We're going to come up with a good one.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's another, none needed.
No, there. We did talk about another
what
alternate.
About Crustacean Junkie?
How about DJ?
Ooh, I like that.
DJ Smooth.
I like Crustacean Junkie.
What about DJ Smooth? He's going to drop the beats.
Yeah.
Crustacean Junkie.
Come on. Give me a beat, DJ Smooth. Or CJ Smooth. I'm sorry. It's CJ Smooth.
Beat this.
What? What's it? Where'd you get that beat? He has a beat in his hand. That is too funny. My gosh, that's
sweet mother of God.
That's comedy gold.
Make it stop.
Wow, the
Make
timing.
It stop. Make it stop.
I gotta go. A large glass of rum.
Actually, CJ's late because he's been working, and he actually has something that's kind of neat. You know, he comes on the show, he dives with us, and now he is actually the voice of a crustacean.
Oh yeah, I did do something earlier this week.
Can we share that with the world? That's kind of slightly diver. That's something you should, you know, toot your own, you know, horn for. I mean, or something.
You're SpongeBob SquarePants?
No, I played a crayfish.
A crayfish or a lobster?
Crayfish.
So it's like a Cajun kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a lottery in a certain state that
has crawfish.
Yeah. They've got talking crayfish.
Hmm. Talking crayfish.
Got to be Louisiana, right?
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
You can't get stuff past.
They're really weird about commercial stuff, though. They don't like you to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to.
They're afraid Mississippi will steal it.
Exactly.
Well, no. Exactly. Yeah, they just don't want to ruin the illusion. I mean, to think that it's not really a crayfish.
Mickey Mouse is real, you know.
Most people, you know that.
Yeah, you think? Whatever you say, CJ.
I think in Louisiana they call them crawfish.
Crawfish or crayfish?
Whatever.
Tomato. Anyway.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, we have a few little nuggets to share. Casey, the tobacco nut, just said he's going to South Africa to dive with great whites.
Cool.
He got that for Valentine's Day.
Now, is that a cage deal or
I doubt
open
it.
Water?
Are you sure? Was that supposed to be a nice gift or was it something like, hey, let's take him to South Africa?
She didn't specify whether it was in a cage or they were just going to push me off the back of the boat. I guess I have to ask about that.
Yeah, you might just be the chum.
You better be real nice to the crew.
The attractant. Yeah. You know, they do some crazy stuff in South Africa with the great whites there.
And making bodies disappear. Yeah, I might want to check on it.
Make sure you tell them there's a fat tip in it for you if I come back alive.
You could do that.
They're going to call him Casey the Bait.
Yes. I'll just
tell them, look, I know CJ and Greg off the Scuba radio show, so don't mess with me.
Yeah.
You did.
You're
never helped anyone once.
You're never coming back.
That may work against you.
So, but you know what they do there? I haven't heard much about it lately, but there used to be this guy, Andre, down there who would go outside the cage and free swim with the great whites there in South Africa. I don't know if they're still doing that. I haven't heard much about that in the last few years.
Keyword is was.
Right. You know that
Andre isn't with us anymore.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, they're saying the only possibility though is the same time of year we're going in September. The killer whale pods come in the area, so the great whites disappear. So there is that possibility, and I don't know if I want to swim with a pod of killer whales.
Free Willy.
I don't know. What would you rather be? Would you rather free swim with killer whales or great whites? If you had like a few great whites.
I don't know. For some reason, I think I'd pick great whites. I'm just not sure. You know, killer whales and seals are real close friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're great whites.
You would go with great whites?
Yeah.
The killer whales would look at Casey and figure it's too little to even bother with.
Man, that may be. But the great whites are going after seals, too. So I think I would rather be in the water with the killer whales.
But the whales are smarter.
So they know not to eat us.
And they work as a pack.
Oh, boy.
But Casey's not
it's a dilemma.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You are pretty spry for an older fellow.
What you think, Pilates?
Gonna jump right in and take a real long dive. Post a pic if I come out alive. Take in 2, 3, 4, even 5. Cause I can dive at 55.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Let's dive.
And I am turning 55 in May. And I'm going to be on the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard with Explorer Ventures May 12th through the 19th. My birthday is the 16th. And I'm going to turn 55 on the boat. And it is going to be quite a party. You are welcome to join us, 1-800-322-3577. It's going to be quite an event. We got a few surprises in store for this particular Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. It's going to be here in no time. It'll be very, very quick, actually, May 12th. That's only like 3 months, like, you know. So make plans now to join us. Saba St. Kitts itinerary. We fly into St. Martin or out of St. Kitts. It's going to be quite a thing. So get the spots while they are available now. All right. I got something. Anyway, we may continue this conversation of killer whales or great whites swimming amongst them. If you had your choice, would you feel, you know, safe or more inclined to dive with either one?
It's about mixed. It's 50-50 on the Facebook Live comments.
Yeah, yeah.
Some are saying great whites. Some are saying killer whales.
Yeah, I'm going to say killer whales because I've seen them.
Don't forget about the chum there, CJ. They want him to be chum, too.
Well, that's okay. They want Casey the tobacco nut to be chum in South Africa. Of course. That's a given. However,
would that make him chewing tobacco?
I gotta go.
Okay.
Help yourself to the hot and cold salad bar, ladies and gentlemen.
I deserve that.
So
they can't all be winners.
I don't know that that would affect things. I mean, because you know the fact of the matter is, if you're diving around seals, the killer whales are there to eat, feed on the seals as well as the great whites. Now, I would not want to be in the water with great whites feeding, like where you see the air jaws specials and all that kind of stuff. I would not want to see that.
Right.
Because, you know, the thing, I wouldn't want to be in that scenario because you see them, they're ambush predators.
Well, I wasn't planning on being towed behind the boat.
Well, you wouldn't have to be towed. You could just be floating at the surface or something or swimming around. And
no floating. Bottom or boat, that's all. No in-between water.
Now, see, I think the killer whales are smart enough to realize that you're not a seal. And they may say, let's play with them like a beach ball. And they maybe grab you and throw you around. See, that's what I witnessed.
Yeah, then you're torn apart like a rag doll.
Well, not really. They're pretty gentle. I watched them in the Galapagos do that with a seal.
They were pretty gentle?
They were, because they were catching the seal that they were chasing. And they were catching it like a cat toy. And they'd catch it, and then they'd flip it.
Did you ask the seal how he felt about it?
I don't think the seal was really happy.
Listen, there's only one way to really, truly, scientifically solve this conundrum. We have Casey dive with both and see which one mutilates him. How'd you like to be mutilated?
Casey?
There are worse ways to go.
Okay.
After the great whites, if he survives that trip intact and he comes back, next we send him for... to dive with orcas.
Dive with you can do both at the same time, right, Casey? The killer whales.
So I can just take the trip and build the show.
Sure.
No, he's buying me a boat.
Guys, want to go with me? Greg's buying.
Well, look, no, I thought you said it's already been gifted. I mean, I wouldn't want to interfere with your.
The great whites were, but not the killer whales. Oh, wait, you said take me an extra 10 days.
You said that the killer whales were in the area too.
They might be, but if they're in the area, the great whites leave. So, but I'll be happy to hop on a plane and go find them.
Okay, well, whichever animal is there, you do that one first, and then just hang out long enough to see the other ones.
And I can build a show.
If you
do that, I don't get my boat.
You can send the bill to the show.
We'll never survive to send the invoice. Don't worry about it.
True. So true. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
that's
send us
the support. You
send us an invoice.
Here.
We'll know what to do with it.
This is for science, Casey.
Chapter 11.
This is just good science.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I could get a better chapter in the next Mike Douglas book.
Well...
All right,
Mike Douglas.
Just for the record, I'm voting killer whales. CJ saying great whites.
Yeah.
And what is the rest of the Jerry? What do you say?
I could care less. They're both pretty cool.
It's the orca's intellect that scares me.
What do I get if I survive both dives and come back fully intact, the hero?
You get our eternal grateful. Mm-hmm. We'll be grateful.
Yeah.
And you'll get to live.
We'll think you're awesome.
You'll come back with a heck of an appreciation for life.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, but when I'm on the talk shows, I'm not dropping any names.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a prediction which one you would prefer? Or are you're just going to go test the waters for us?
Well, I've dove with most of the sharks.
Yeah.
Greater hammerheads I did in the Sea of Cortez and had no problem. So yeah. I think as long as you are aware of what was going on, I'd probably choose the great whites.
Smart. See, he's with me.
You know, if they have great whites in South Africa, come back to Orlando, we'll throw them into the SeaWorld pool. Right?
Well, I'll just buy an extra seat.
I was going to say that, but I didn't know you wanted to
not mention them. So,
well, why?
Facebook's, Facebook's lit up with all sharks right now. So you got Fred.
They want to dive with all sharks.
Jimmy and they all want sharks.
Because, like you said, the orcas can strategize and go, you know what? Let's eat him.
No, I don't.
The sharks have more teeth.
Yeah, they ambush.
But the
yeah,
sharks are mindless. Only have they're only going to bite you if they're extremely hungry or
the orcas,
by mistake.
The orcas might come up and start playing with you.
Yeah, and then you're done. You break a rib and bleed out.
No. They might just come up and like,
I don't want to be an orca frisbee, you know, flung from one orca
to
the next.
That may be a fate worse than death.
That would make good radio.
It would.
How'd you like to be floating around and, you know, unable to swim?
Help me. I mean, the great whites hit you. You're pretty much done.
Exactly.
They just want to play and teach you, use you as a victim in teaching the young to hunt.
Exactly.
That's going to be long and painful.
He's right.
You need to wear a scuba radio T-shirt when you do this.
I think Melissa just chimed in with sharks also.
Who did?
Melissa.
Really? Well, yeah. I'm telling you, I think
a lot of sharks.
I think everybody's wrong. I think I'm right.
Even Melissa wants to see him be an orca frisbee. You lose, Casey.
No, I mean the
only way you can get out of this is if you smoke a bunch of cheap, crappy, nasty cigars before you get in the water.
Why? What's that going to do?
They may be finicky orcas, you know, if they're that smart.
Maybe I'll just take a bundle down and offer each one of them a cigar.
Here.
And we can all sit around underwater and smoke them.
Oh, like the reggae shark.
All right. How are you going to light them?
Good point.
Use an underwater flare.
Leave it to Walt DeMartini to come in and provide some logic to this crew. Wow. What have we devolved into? God help us. We actually have some new technology we're going to dive into here next. Stay close. To the world's first radio show devoted to diving with killer whales. Way safer.
Nope.
First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. CJ Smooth or Curly Johnson, depending on which moniker you prefer. We have Casey the Tobacco Nut.
I'm just going to straight up attack you.
He's in one of these days on Facebook
you guys
Live. You're going to see someone
flying at you like a wrestler.
They're going to he's going to launch over the camera. And it's going to be captured on Facebook Live. It'll be awesome. Anyway,
CJ sounds a little testy today, Greg.
I might be pushing his buttons. I'm not sure.
I might have had too much coffee on the drive over.
Yeah, that could be it. We're caffeinated. Is that the right word?
Caffeinated.
Yeah. So, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, also Barry the Boater. They all seem to think that they would rather be in the water with great whites as opposed to killer whales.
I said killer whale.
Oh, Barry says he sides with me. But everybody else.
Another oddball.
Everybody else.
I said average whites.
Okay. What?
The average white whale?
What is wrong with these people? Well, let's bring on
Where
someone.
Where do I start?
May even be worse. And that'd be the dive god. Mr. Neil Watson is with us via FaceTime. How are you, Neil?
I'm doing super, Gregory. How about yourself?
Yeah, what do you think? Killer whales or sharks? What would you rather be in the water with?
My fear has always been the dreaded conch feeding frenzy.
The conch?
Oh, yeah. Oh, those guys are bad.
Well, they'll get you every time. They'll suck you to death.
I never, you know what? The biggest accident I've ever had, pretty much animal-wise, is a pufferfish. I had a pufferfish take the finger off the joint off the end of a finger of the head of Dan years ago. So I'm scared of pufferfish myself.
Okay. Well, we're not really scared of any of these things. It's just like Casey got a Valentine's gift to go dive in South Africa with great whites, but he said there could be killer whales instead.
That's got to be the greatest Valentine's gift ever.
That's pretty sweet. She's pretty awesome.
There's
so,
no return for you.
Yeah, okay. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Rick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
You can heat up the pool a little before you dive in.
Yeah, sure, okay.
That's what the killer whale said to Casey the tobacco nut in South Africa. And Casey said nothing.
I'm not sure where to go with that.
Yeah,
one.
Well.
You've thrown me a loop. I can't close.
It'd be the first time ever. Be the first time ever I threw someone off. Yeah, I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We have CJ in the studio, a cast of characters, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Boater, Walt DeMartini, and now, to top it all off, the dive god himself, Mr. Neil Watson, who's done everything and warned us against conch and blowfish are way more...
Greg, I've got a question. I've got a question for Neil.
Uh-oh. Okay, go ahead, Walt. What do you got?
Neil, have you ever had one of those killer conch follow you into the bar in Bimini?
Actually, yes. Yes, I have.
Okay.
They're deadly. You have to watch them.
You got to watch the killer conch.
Because they all have pistols.
They have pistols? Those the sex organ of a conch? Is that what you're talking about, Neil?
Yeah. The pistol. It looks like a little piece of spaghetti. It's supposed to be an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, if you eat it.
Yeah, I had four of them the other night, and only one worked.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I had a dozen and only 11 did.
So. Oh, hey! Bahamian Viagra is what they call the pistol of the conch. So there you go. Eat it if you dare. But yeah, you know, Walt and Neil have done everything. I mean, Neil especially is... I mean, how many world records do you have now, Neil? It's crazy. Like six?
Two diving, three flying, a couple of karate records.
Yeah.
Seven. I guess
seven world records. Yeah, a lot. And he's done a little bit of everything here. Yeah. Well, CJ, what?
Which is seven more than I'll ever have.
Well, you still got a few years to go.
Listen, CJ, some of them, you're better off not having. I mean, anybody can have a record. You know, you can break a record, hit yourself in the head more times than anybody else with a hammer, but it's just something that you don't want in the book. Well, one of my records is very similar to that.
Yes, exactly. His karate record.
Would that be the flaming brick?
Yeah, I believe
it is. The flaming brick one. That was it.
The most flaming bricks broken half while they were on fire. Is that what it was?
In Argosy magazine.
Okay.
My favorite part of that is it's not cool enough just to break the bricks. They're actually on fire.
They are on
that
fire.
That is just so cool.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it adds a little bit more drama to the whole thing. Yeah. Right, Neil?
Yeah. Well, so is my hair in my head on fire, but that's another story.
That's style.
Yes.
That's style.
Just showmanship there. Right. But the diving records.
Yeah, everybody says, which? They try to put it in order. Which did you do first? Bust your head open, do the depth break. Which caused you to do the other one, kind of, you know?
Yeah. Did you break your head record first and then decide to do these other wacky ones? Which was like the deepest air dive on scuba, 437 feet, is that right?
On the nose.
Correct. And 1 inch.
And 1 inch.
And 1 inch. Thank you all.
Yeah.
My and wingman.
That's right.
Was it cold?
Well, that's why there was
actually
only 1 inch.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no,
that was getting bad.
Hey. Okay.
Barry?
What? But the other one, the other big diving one is the longest scuba dive.
The underwater distance. I swam from Isla Mirada in the Florida Keys to Miami, 66 miles underwater nonstop without surfacing in 19 and a half hours.
That is insane.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you know, Neil knows what he's doing. That's what, I mean, he's done all this crazy stuff.
Neil, go on with the story and tell him why you terminated the dive.
Why did you terminate, Neil?
The conquest kicked in.
I think where Walt is going, but the true story is I was shooting for 100 miles, and the weather turned to crap. Some of my safety divers started getting injured, and they would bring me during tank changes. I had a system where they would pump heated seawater into my wetsuit to keep me warm, and also would give me water to drink, and they got it kind of mixed up. And they gave me heated salt water to drink. I started convulsing out at the end of the
dive.
But I broke the record 20 miles, so that's okay.
Yeah. Well, still, to this day, what year was that? 66 miles you did? That was when?
That was in the late 70s.
Wow. 70, and to this day, that record still stands.
Absolutely.
Wow. That is a...
Yeah, CJ, there's your record to go after.
Yeah, right.
No, people have tried. And have come up way short. You know, they go like, oh, no big deal. Excuse me. Hello. It's a long way.
If Casey has a pod of whales and white sharks chasing after him, he may break that record.
Nah, true.
He'll be able to tread water walking on it.
He would need that extra motivation to get it done, you think? Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's not, you know.
I'd have never made it if that topless Playboy bunny had been swimming in front of me.
Yes, exactly. So now we know what Neil's
carrot is.
Yeah, it was the buoys that motivated.
That'll never be broken. That'll
Islands in the stream. That is what they are.
Okay. Spring water's flowing up there in Virginia. There
I love it, Jerry. Yeah. Love it.
I love it, too.
All right. Well, Neil, you know, you're doing everything, but you never stop. And I know you're heading back over to Bimini actually next week, right?
Actually, tomorrow. Tomorrow. I've got a couple of friends of mine coming over from the Frost Aquarium down in Miami. It's an incredible facility if you're downtown Miami.
That's New Frost.
Yeah, what is that, Barry?
It's the New Frost Museum.
Right.
It's Museum of Science. It's huge. It's three stories tall. It's a huge place.
And so they have a massive aquarium inside this facility.
Aquarium. I did a tour of it a month or so ago with this buddy of mine, Andy, that I'm going over to meet up with that kind of runs the thing. And it's incredibly impressive. Really is. I'm going to see.
So you're going to go over there, do some diving, see the hammerhead, say hi.
Going to do the hammerhead. Well, I'm packing my Cuban cigars right now and heading over. Going to do some hammerheads. Try to get out with the Caribbean reef sharks as well. And the weather's looking perfect. So might even try to get in a dolphin swim too.
Oh wow! There you go. It's a good day to be the dive god. It sounds like to me.
Oh yeah.
Well, every day. It's a good day to be the dive god.
I've often said if there's such a thing as reincarnation, I want to come back as Neil Watson.
Okay. as well as everyone else, I think.
There you go.
You know, who doesn't want to have the record of breaking the most, you know, bricks with their head while they're on fire?
It's probably 99% of the people.
Well, I was.
But actually, the gyrocopter records probably got the least amount of
publicity,
acknowledgement, and yet was the scariest thing I did of all my records, really.
Yeah, and that's where you went from West Palm over to the Bahamas and then got arrested.
The Bahamas and a little one man.
Come on, Neil, tell him the truth now. It was a lawn chair with a lawnmower engine.
A lawn chair with a lawnmower engine on the back, basically. You're right.
And a fan.
And a van.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, you're a pilot. You can break that record.
No, I am not going to bother. I don't need any records. I've been able to get plenty of records on my own without.
Got scuba radio,
Greg. Yeah. You could set the record for steepest landing.
Hey, I think like 80% of the crew that's on the air right now has a record, don't they?
You hear where I'm going? Yeah, mine have all been expunged.
Okay. Eagles. That was sealed a long time ago.
Yes. Well, that was my point.
All expunged.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go with that story. Yeah, I don't really need to do that. I'm going to leave it to, you know, folks like the Dive God.
Park, 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 park. We'll give you our full support.
Okay.
You can do it.
Yeah.
What are you? Yellow?
I'll wind up that propeller for you.
Tough crowd. Tough crowd there, Neil.
We got a rubber band on the propeller.
I need to join you over in Bimini. Can I just join
come on, you? Come on down. Yeah, man.
Yeah, the Hammerheads are in season. They'll
gotta hop on the seaplane in the morning, 20-minute flight, be landing in the water, pulling up to the dock, 5-minute bus ride down to the hotel, and in the water in the afternoon.
Yeah, nice. People, if they want to do that, all they got to do, what is it, Bimini Scuba? What is it again?
BiminiScubaCenter.com.
Right. There you go. And you go dive with the Dive God. Simple as that. Neil, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, my friend, to catch up with the Dive God. NeilWatson.com, too. You can check him out. All those world records. Hall of Fame stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, great stuff. More coming up.
Scuba Media.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Second floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me as well today. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Barry the Boater, Walt D. Martini. It's just a big party today on the big show as we chat about diving-related stuff.
Never a dull moment.
Never. Well, maybe.
Well, sometimes.
Maybe a couple.
Someone's cracking
never
something.
Never a doubt, dog. Oh, you know it's
that's
me,
number
buddy.
Three or four.
Who's drunk?
I didn't know moonshine who's sounded drunk? Like that, but it must be a beer.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, it's a beer. It's beer chasing moonshine.
There you go. Shh, pace yourself. Pace yourself, Jerry.
He's not even referring to
I'm
it
gun
as
ho.
He's not
open.
Even referring to it as spring water now. You hear that? Wow.
Who's drunk?
God bless him. All right, look, I got some other stuff to share with you. And Jerry, you know, he is a dive instructor. He can relate to this maybe more than some of the other folk. But I've always wondered about goggles. You know, you see, I'm a believer in less is more when you're diving. Right now, we generally use goggles on scuba because of the air spaces around our eyes and nose and all that stuff. We have to be able to equalize and all that kind of stuff. Right.
Right. Yeah.
However, there is a Indigo campaign for some revolutionary free diving goggles. And it's called Hectometer, Hektometer, Meter. Now, I think these guys are from Italy, and they've come up with some goggles that actually have an air membrane around the lenses. So they look a little weird, you know, but they look like your typical swimmer goggles kind of things. But actually, around the eye part, you know, the center part, there's actually like an air sac that when you go down, it equalizes automatically. And when you ascend, it expands, and they've created some kind of diaphragm inside the goggles. And
sounds overly complicated.
No, they don't look overly complicated. I mean, when you look at it, and it's like, wait a minute, this might work. Now, they're talking about using it for free diving. I've checked in with a couple of my free diving friends. I said, have you seen anything like this? Because they have the endorsement of, like, you know, a world record free diver guy that I've heard about.
Now, would you have to plug your nose?
Well, they have little clips you can use, but I think, I don't know.
If they're venting herself and equalizing herself, you won't have to worry about your nose.
Right. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I understand they're useful for free diving, and the idea there is that you wouldn't have to equalize when you're trying to break these records and stuff. But I'm thinking, wait a minute, could you use this on scuba?
Well, they say it has a silicone membrane
that's
against the glass, and as the diver descends, the membrane expands and pushes towards the diver's eye, which effectively produces a self-equalization system.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds intriguing to me. And now, how well can you see through them? I don't know. I read some more stuff on it, and it says they say you can see better than you would through typical goggles or a dive
mask. Well, yeah, because your field of vision would be better if the glass is closer to your eyes.
That's what I would think.
Barry the researcher. Mm-hmm. He's the smartest guy on the show.
What about your sinuses?
Well,
you got to open up your sinuses, your eustachian tube.
Well, you still equalize.
You equalize by pinching your nose and breathing through your mouth. So can you still do that when you have your nose opened up to the water and the water's going in?
You can. You better just moving your jaw and stuff. They have to do it.
Casey, we have another project for you.
while the sharks are chasing you.
That's right. We need you to use these goggles.
The sharks or the killer whales.
Could you at least get me a pair of the goggles, or do I have to buy them myself?
No, you have to buy them.
Yeah, they're about $100 or something.
Okay. Greg's going to get you goggles from the dollar store and put silicone around them for you.
Yeah, now this is the Indigo campaign, and they're saying March of this year is when they hope to start shipping these things. They're like $100-$150. So they're a little on the pricey side for swim goggles, but obviously, you know, this is an interesting design. Free divers, I think, definitely would find it interesting, but I'm just wondering if there is a scuba application here. Hectometer, Hektometer.
Well, if your nose isn't covered,
no.
What's to keep you from sucking in water?
Well, that's it. It comes with a pair of nose clips, so you have to wear this clip on your nose.
We don't have to. It depends on you.
You know what? We just let the guy go who could probably answer this. I bet Neil Watson's already dove with goggles before. I'm sure he
has. Yeah, he's probably set some sort of record or something.
Yep, world record.
He's probably already done it in the 60s or 70s.
You know, I think the nose clip thing, I don't think that's just for people that, you know, need it. I don't think it's necessary because some free divers use nose clips. Some people don't. I think. Am I right?
What's to keep the water from going up your nose, then?
A tampon in each nostril.
Well, if you prefer to use that technique,
you look like a catfish.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, it'd be like a...
be a man pawn.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I don't know. Maybe I'm forgetting something here. But if water goes up your nose...
after that comment, you should forget a lot.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't think it matters if water goes up your nose, does it?
Yes.
How so? Why?
Choking, gagging.
Annoying.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it matters.
Go ahead and make the donation, and you'll get the first pair.
Okay.
I'll stick with a full mask myself.
All right. Still, it looks cool. And maybe it'll just be for free diving. But regardless, interesting stuff that you can check out on your own. Hey, hour two is on deck. We're going to check in with some folks on some new gear from the Hewish family, like Atomic, Oceanic, those folks. Our friends from Seminole Scuba here in Florida are doing an event next weekend. We'll check in with them. Much, much more in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.